Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 7th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Triple versus dual lipid-lowering therapy in acute coronary syndrome, the ES-BEMPE DACS randomized clinical trial. The ES-BEMPE DACS randomized clinical trial was designed to investigate the efficacy and safety of triple versus dual lipid-lowering therapy in patients with acute coronary syndrome. This study aimed to determine if combining bempedoic acid with high-intensity statins and ezetimibe could more effectively achieve low-density lipoprotein cholesterol goals. Current guidelines suggest a stepwise approach, but this trial explored an earlier intensive strategy from the onset of acute coronary syndrome. Its findings are anticipated to clarify optimal lipid-lowering strategies in this high-risk population. Article number 2. Role of GLP-1 receptor agonists in managing cancer therapy-related cardiac dysfunction. This retrospective cohort study utilized the TriNetX Research Network to explore the role of glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists in managing cancer therapy-related cardiac dysfunction. The research focused on adults aged 18 years and older who had a history of cancer, received antineoplastic therapy, and subsequently developed this cardiac complication. While glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists are known for their cardioprotective properties, their specific application in cancer therapy-related cardiac dysfunction had not been previously investigated. This study established a framework to analyze real-world data on this potential therapeutic strategy. Article number 3. Burden of atherosclerosis and outcomes of acute pulmonary embolism. A post-hoc analysis of the Hokusai VTE trial. This post-hoc analysis of the Hokusai VTE trial investigated the association between the burden of atherosclerosis and long-term clinical outcomes in patients experiencing acute pulmonary embolism. The study specifically assessed the presence and extent of atherosclerotic disease across multiple vascular territories, including coronary, cerebral, and peripheral, or in a single territory or its absence. This research aimed to determine if the extent of atherosclerotic disease has prognostic implications for individuals affected by venous thromboembolism. Identifying these associations could improve risk stratification and guide management strategies for patients with acute pulmonary embolism. Article number 4. Adhering to Life's Essential 8 is associated with greater bone mineral accrual during childhood and adolescence. This nationwide cross-sectional survey investigated the relationship between cardiovascular health and bone mineral accrual in 11,468 Chinese children and adolescents aged 6 to 18 years. Cardiovascular health was assessed using the American Heart Association's Life's Essential 8 metrics, encompassing 4 behavioral metrics, including diet and physical activity, and 4 factor metrics such as body mass index and blood pressure. The study found that adhering to Life's Essential 8 was associated with greater bone mineral accrual during childhood and adolescence. This discovery highlights the critical importance of early cardiovascular health promotion for concurrently optimizing bone development and potentially reducing future osteoporosis risk. Article number 5. Endogenous circadian system attenuates nighttime vascular endothelial function in people with untreated obstructive sleep apnea. This study investigated the role of the endogenous circadian system in attenuating nighttime vascular endothelial function in individuals with untreated obstructive sleep apnea. It hypothesized that the increased incidence of adverse cardiovascular events, such as myocardial infarction, observed at night in obstructive sleep apnea patients, is linked to the circadian system's influence on vascular function. The research demonstrated that the endogenous circadian system indeed attenuates nighttime vascular endothelial function in this population. This finding provides a crucial mechanistic understanding of the heightened cardiovascular risk in obstructive sleep apnea, potentially paving the way for chronotherapeutic approaches. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.